All right, boys, good morning. Good morning, good morning. First of all, welcome back, Baruch Hashem, to those returning students. Baruch Haba, I hope that everyone had a... Moshe, do me a favor, just shut it off for 1 second. Thank you. I hope that everyone had a beautiful and meaningful and restful summer. That's number one. To our new students, Baruch Hashem, Bruchim Aboim. It is a schos, Baruch Hashem, to our incoming ninth graders, to our students who are joining us in the other grades here at YMC. We look forward to a really incredible and special year together. One that is filled with, first of all, a lot of fun, a lot of wonderful camaraderie, good achdus, some learning, Emir Tzashem, growth as individuals, hopefully just a really beautiful and incredible year. And just really, on behalf of Rabbi Grossberg and I, and all of the Rebbeim, all the teachers, it's a schos to have you boys here. And it's a schos, Baruch Hashem, for all of us to be part of such a special place that Emir Tzashem is going to become more special because of all of our contributions. So just to share with you a short idea. This week's parsha begins with a very simple mitzvah. Shoftim v'shotrim titein lecha b'chol sha'arecha. What's the mitzvah? Shoftim v'shotrim titein lecha b'chol sha'arecha. What's the mitzvah? Anyone? Shoftim means?
Officers.
Close. Judges, excellent. Shotrim? Officers. What's the difference between a judge and an officer? What does a judge do?
Judges.
Excellent. Good. Well done. Right. A judge judges. Right. So you come before a judge. Let's say Reuven and Shimon have a machlokas. They have a dispute. They come to a judge. The judge decides who's right, who's wrong. What do officers do? Who said that? Excellent. Enforcement, Ashi. Excellent. Enforcement. Because remember, judgment is good, but at the end of the day, right, we'd like to assume that people adhere to whatever the judge says. But lamaisa, people often need a little bit of positive or forceful encouragement. So the job of the officers is to go ahead and enforce the ruling. Shoftim v'shotrim titein lecha. What's b'chol sha'arecha? What's b'chol sha'arecha? Translation? All of your gates. What does that mean? What does that mean, all of your gates? Excellent. Like your cities. In other words, there are different types of courts. Where does the high court reside? Where does the high court for the Klal Yisrael? Where is that? The high Yisrael, like our Supreme Court. What is that called, number one? Our Supreme Court. I'm sorry? Well, it is a Beis Din. I'll give you a hint. It begins with a Samach. Sanhedrin. Excellent. Sanhedrin. Where does the Sanhedrin sit? Like, where do they exist? Anyone know? Give me a city. What city do they exist in?
In the Beis HaMikdash.
Excellent. Beis HaMikdash. Anyone know? This is bonus material over here. Where are the Beis HaMikdash? There's... Somebody said that. Rabbi Cohn. Rabbi Cohn is our resident Tamid expert, right? So again, is this the last Mishnah in Tamid? About the Kohanim, the Kohanim Yuchasin? I forget which is Tamid. Okay. Anyway, Lishkas HaGozis. There was a specific chamber in the Beis HaMikdash where the Sanhedrin resided. But again, Sanhedrin, did you go to the Sanhedrin for every single issue that came up? No. Do you go to the Supreme Court for every single issue that comes up? No. So where did you start? If you had a legal issue, where did you start? Beis Din. Which Beis Din?
Of your town.
In other words, so you go to your local Beis Din. And then again, the way it worked, the way the court systems work is, okay, if your local Beis Din couldn't resolve it, you'd go maybe to, I don't know, like a regional Beis Din. If your regional Beis Din couldn't, and so on and so forth. If it was impossible, no one knew the answer, then you would go to the Sanhedrin. And the Sanhedrin would go ahead and paskin on your particular issue. There was a great tzaddik. So those of you who have been at YMC know that I quote him all the time. A great tzaddik, one of my personal heroes, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev. Rabbi Yitzchak of Berdichev was one of the great Hasidic masters. And the Rebbe was known for many things. Anyone remember what was he most known for? Most known for? His Avas Yisrael. He loved every single Jew. And we'll talk about that more in the coming weeks, because Avas Yisrael is an important thing. He loved every single Jew. And Rabbi Yitzchak of Berdichev looks at this pasuk and he sees that there's another mitzvah. You see, boys, the way it works in Torah is if you look at every pasuk has like a stated meaning, you know, the obvious understanding. And then in Torah, there's something called panemius. Anyone know what the word panemius means? Panemius? What does panemi mean? Something internal. Deeper. There's always a deeper message. So Lady Yitzchak of Berdichev says, what does it mean? Shovtim v'shotrim titein l'chol b'chol sha'arecha. And the Rebbe essentially says something beautiful. He says, what it means is like this. a person has to set up judges and officers inside of himself. What do you think that means, to set up judges and officers inside yourself?
Have boundaries.
I'm sorry?
Have boundaries.
Excellent. Have boundaries. A person has to know, Chevra, raise your hand if you have any weaknesses. If not every hand goes up here, you're just lying, right? We all have our weaknesses. We all have our weaknesses. So how do you deal with your weaknesses in life? How do you deal with your weaknesses? Right? The way you deal with your weaknesses is you have to set up boundaries for yourself. Yeah, I'll give you a good example of this. You know, the Gemara brings a list of people who don't have the chelik in Olam Haba. They don't have a portion of the world to come. That's a pretty severe thing. Anyone know any of the examples on that list that people don't have a portion of the world to come? It's actually a pretty shocking list. It's not what you think. Who would you think doesn't have a portion of the world to come? Who would you think if you had to name someone? Hitler, right? Good. That's pretty clear, right? But interestingly enough, like even Amalek, could a person in Amalek do tshuva? Yeah. So what's the type, let me say it differently, what's the type of Avera that you think you don't have a chelik in Olam Haba? Give me an example of an Avera. Good, like big stuff, right? Murder, Gilead Arayas, good, what else? Any other examples? I don't know, Shabbos, maybe, I don't know. Angel, you know who's on the top of the list? You know on the top of the list? Dude, is that a hand up or that's just a stretch? Okay, so listen to this. Top of the list, Mesachik Bekuvia, a gambler. A gambler. The Gemara says a gambler doesn't have a portion in the world to come. Now the Gemara says, why is that? This is incredible. Why? Anyone know why? It's pretty severe, right? Out of all the things that you could like think of. Gambling, I mean, it's not good, but you don't have a portion to come. Why?
Because most of them like ruin other people's lives.
Excellent. Incredible. Number one, because the Gemara says all gamblers are thieves. Because what that means is, if you're winning, you're taking someone's money. Aye, but you'll say, come on, everyone's giving their money willingly. Chevra, no one gives their money willingly. And the Gemara says something else. The Gemara says, Mipnei she'eino osek b'yeshuvo shel olam. They're not contributing anything beneficial to the world. What does the gambler contribute? What does the gambler do? Nothing. Nothing. A garbage man, Baruch Hashem, provides a service. A landscaper provides a service. An accountant, a lawyer, a rabbi. These are people who help society in some way. What does the gambler do? Zero. Zero. Contributes nothing. You contribute nothing in this world. You don't get the world to come. So listen to this. So the Gemara says, so how do you go ahead and do tshuva for being a gambler? Chavre, this is a good shayla. No, if you're a gambler. Right? If a person's a gambler, how do you do tshuva for being a gambler? What would you say? Donate all your money. Okay, interesting. Good. Give away all of your proceeds. Good. Good. How else? You know what the Gemara says? This is incredible. Smash your dice. Now, the assumption is, I don't know how this works today, but at least times of the Gemara, like if you were a gambler, like a chash of a gambler, right, like a successful gambler, you had your own dice. You had your own dice. So the Gemara says, how do you do tshuva for being a gambler? You have to smash your dice. So Rabbi Soloveitchik says, why do you have to smash your dice? I don't understand. Just stop gambling. Just put the dice on a high shelf. Just give them to a friend. But Soloveitchik says so beautifully, because those dice represent your connection to gambling. And as long as that connection is there, you're not about tshuva. If you want to change yourself, you need to create boundaries. You need to create limitations. It's no different. Lahavdil. Where is the one place that an alcoholic should never go to? A bar. Aye, but one second, but I have self-control. But I have the ability. You're right, you might have a lot of self-control. But it's not a good idea to put yourself in that situation when you know that that's your weakness. Rav Levi Yitzchak, the Gemara says, gambler, you want to be about tshuva? No problem. You got to get rid of those dice. Because as long as you have those dice, then you are connected to that world. Then you are connected to that behavior. If you don't get rid of that, then you're not serious about change. Says Rabbi Yitzchak Aberdichev, Shoftim v'shotrim titein lecha b'chol sharecha is not just an obligation to set up a local Beis Din, but it's about creating your own inner boundaries. All of us have weaknesses, and we all know the things which lead us to engage in bad behaviors, right? All of us know. We all know these things. Shoftim v'shotrim means set up boundaries for yourself. Decide what I should and what I shouldn't do. Because there are some things in life, maybe they're even mutter, maybe they're permitted. But I know that if I do this, I'm going to end up doing this. And if I do this, it's going to lead to this. And maybe steps A, B, and C are not even so bad, but D is really bad. But the only way to avoid D is not to engage in A, B, and C. Shoftim Meshotrim says, make for yourself internal boundaries. Make for yourself internal limitations. Because if you do that, then Emir Hashem, you will save yourself from a lot of negative behavior down the road. One mitzvah, two meanings. The obvious meaning, set up a court system. The deeper meaning, create your own internal boundaries. A good lesson during Elul, a good lesson for the beginning of school, a good lesson for life, and Emirat Hashem, one that we should all internalize. I wish you boys a wonderful last day of the week, a beautiful and restful Erev Shabbos. Use the long weekend to recharge, to re-energize, and look forward to diving into everything next week. Have a good Shabbos. Beautiful answer. Right, how was the first day?
Amazing.
Yeah.
See you at Shul tonight. Send our regards to Rabbi Richter, right?
I definitely will. Well, you'll see it. Yeah, you'll see it. Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Shabbos. Beautiful tilling. Beautiful. How was the first day? Yeah, going well?
Going great.
Oh, good. Kobe, what's going on? How was the summer?
Great.
Oh, it's great to see you. Welcome back.